Well, it's time to check in this week with Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports and Lots. We got the opening day of bear season upon us, small games coming up next week, and then I want to check on the salmon in the rivers and also the fishing in general in Keweenaw Bay and Huron Bay. So let's give him a call here and see what's up.
Steve,
Adam Carpenter from The Outdoor Show. How are you?
Hello, Adam. Good.
Well, I wanted to give you a call today. Got requests, obviously. Folks want to know what's going on around your area, but I do want to talk fishing first, but then I want to get into archery season, small game season getting ready to open, and bear hunters. So, you know, it's kind of, maybe we should start with bear hunting, actually.
Well, you know? Bear hunting started today. The first early season starts today. Everybody who's in the bush, who's been looking around, you know, dog runners and they don't start till the 15th.
Right, you got 5 days.
But the baiters and that stuff, and even the guys who have been training dogs say that there's more bear than there's been. It's one of the only games that I can say that sounds like there's more of them. Of course, there's a lot of small bear. Where if you got a lot of deer, you can have a lot of small deer, but as far as bear, it seems like there's a lot of small bear. They'll have to be picky and, you know, to get a good one, but most everybody's having baits hit and finding quite a bit of action.
That's good.
We'll see how that goes. This warm weather, if they shoot a bear today, everybody's many times today calling, where can we get a bear process right away? Where can we get one cooled down right away? You know, it's almost 80 degrees, and it wasn't supposed to be this warm.
Yeah.
As far as archery season, everybody knows that the deer numbers look like they're definitely down. They're going to have to be a little bit picky and have some patience. There's no question about it.
Well, plus the whole change in rules now. You can't shoot a doe anymore.
The change in rules, where you can't take a doe in a UP anymore, archery or anything, or on a combo license, for some is going to affect a lot. And for a lot of people like myself, for a lot of others, it doesn't make any difference to me. I don't take a doe anyway. But it is going to affect that, how they can do it and what they have to do.
What do you think? I don't want to get too political or you know, I don't want to bash anybody, I guess is what I'm saying. But I guess personally, I feel like if they're going to do this, they need to do it for several years at least to have any effect.
They need to do several steps. First off, cutting out the does maybe for the time being I think is probably a good thing. Some people don't think it is, but I do, and I think most people will agree. Number two, we have to control predators somehow. We don't have the control to do it, but that's what's got to happen. However it has to happen, working with the feds, working with something, it has to be controlled. Taking away the bounty years ago and putting it that people shoot them once in a while, and the coyote numbers up like they are, the state isn't taking a good handle on that, I don't believe.
No, there's not much they can do with the wolves, obviously.
Not much
until,
they can do with the wolves,
but
until
the coyotes,
the federal
are right.
Rules changed.
What about the coyotes? I mean, you can hunt them year round.
Coyotes, they could do something. They could put a bounty system back on. It worked before. It kept them in control, at least. But nope, that doesn't seem like it's even in the cards.
Hmm.
Thirdly, I think this is one that's going to sting a little bit to some people, but I think we are giving too much right to take too many deer too long. First off, any age up till 16 years old, a youth license for anything before they even know they have horns on their head or deer, I think we're taking out a lot of the mature deer. A lot of the mature bucks are being shot out of the backyard or grandma's backyard just because they can.
Yeah, you're not the only
one.
And
you can't tell me that an 11-month-old is shooting their own nice 10-point buck.
Yeah, you're not the only one who thinks that that's being abused.
I know it's being abused, and the state themselves knows it's being abused, but they said it's a hard one to tackle because it looks bad because we're picking on kids. So I agree that's a hard one to tackle, but it's something I think that has to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. And we'll continue this talk with Steve Koski at Indian Country Sports. Continue to talk about our deer and then also jump into the fishing situation and a little grouse talk too. So stay tuned for part two coming up in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. This is The Outdoor Show.